आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम संजय मट्टू। द हेडलाइंस। पोलिंग अंडरवे फॉर फर्स्ट फेज ऑफ झारखंड असेंबली इलेक्शंस इन 43 कंस्टिट्युएंसीज अमिडस्ट टाइट सिक्योरिटी। Voting also in progress for bipoles in 31 assembly constituencies in 10 states and Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and lay foundation stone of development projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees in Bihar today. India's renewable energy capacity surges by 13.5% to 203 gigawatts since October 2023. 2024 set to become hottest year on record as global temperatures increase temporarily by 1.54 degrees Celsius, warns World Meteorological Organization. And in sports, India to take on South Africa in third T20 International at Centurion this evening. The news in detail. Polling has begun for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand amidst tight security arrangements. Voting is being held in 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts today. It will conclude at 5 in the evening, except at 950 sensitive booths in 31 constituencies, where polling will conclude at 4 p.m. Over 1 crore 37 lakh voters will decide the political fortunes of 683 candidates, including 73 women. The Chief Electoral Officer, K. Ravi Kumar, has appealed to the voters to cast their vote fearlessly.
सभी वोटर्स से आपका माध्यम से अनुरोध है, आप परिवार के साथ, दोस्त के साथ जाकर अपने मताधिकार का प्रयोग करें। झारखंड में ही हम लोग का वोटिंग परसेंटेज है, वो नेशनल लेवल पर देखने के समय में और अच्छा करने के लिए आवश्यकता है। आम वोटर का पार्टिसिपेशन बहुत जरूरी है। मतदान केवल अधिकार नहीं, वे एक बहुत बड़ा रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी है।
We now go live to our Ranchi correspondent Sanjeev Sharma for more updates. Good morning, Sanjeev. How is the polling progressing in the first hour and who are the main contenders in the fray?
Sanjay, I am currently present at booth number 86 of Government Higher Secondary School, Jhiri, of Khatia Assembly seat. There are three polling booths in this school for about 5,000 voters. There is a long queue of voters in all three polling booths since morning. However, a mild cold and fog has started in Jharkhand. So as the day progresses, the number of voters will definitely increase. I would like to inform you that Hatia is a seat with a mixed number of rural and urban voters. And the main contest is between three-time MLA and BJP candidate Naveen Jaiswal and Ajay Nath Sahdev of Congress. Around 4.5 lakh voters of the Hatia Assembly seats are decided the fate of 27 candidates. Yes, Sanjay?
Sanjeev, could you also tell us about the security measures put in place by the administration?
Yes, as far as the arrangements made by the Election Commission are concerned, extensive arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for security and convenience of the voters. And all the polling stations in Jharkhand, including the Hatia, the Commission has made all arrangements for voters, including drinking water, signboards, sitting places, and all necessary facilities for the Divyang persons also. Yes, Sanjay?
Thank you for that update, Sanjeev. That was our Ranchi correspondent, Sanjeev Sharma. Voting for the bipoles in 31 assembly constituencies across 10 states and the Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will also take place today. These include 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 in Karnataka and 2 in Madhya Pradesh. Besides, assembly polls will also take place for 1 seat each. Assembly bipoles will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. Polling began on a brisk note in Kerala this morning, where bipoles are taking place in the Wayanad Lok Sabha and Chellakkara reserved constituencies. In Kerala, a large number of voters were seen queuing up to exercise their franchise in several booths in both the constituencies much before polling began. The Wayanad Lok Sabha constituency is witnessing a high-profile contest, with Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi making her electoral debut under the UDF banner. In Maharashtra, assembly elections will be held on the 20th of this month, along with the second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand. The bipole for the Nanded Lok Sabha seat of the state will also be held on the same day. With just 6 days left, campaigning has intensified in the state and leaders across various political parties are holding rallies in various parts of the state to garner support of the voters. We now go across live to our correspondent Prarthna in Mumbai. Prarthna, tell us about the campaigning in the state.
Yes, Sanjay. Speaking about the ruling Mahayuti coalition, Union Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah is going to address rallies in Dhule, Jalgaon and Parbhani. BJP President JP Nadda will be canvassing in Mumbai and Ahilyanagar. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari will be campaigning at various constituencies in the state, in Chandrapur and in Nagpur. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is here in Maharashtra. He'll be campaigning in Vashim and Thane. Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis, he'll be campaigning in Nanded, Akola and Nagpur. Union Minister Ramdas Athawale, he'll be campaigning in Pune. Apart from them, BJP leaders Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Piyush Goyal, Pramod Sawant and Jyotiraditya Rao Sindhya will be campaigning at various places in the state. And Sanjay, talking about the opposition MVA alliance, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will be campaigning in Latur and Solapur. Chief Minister of Telangana Revanth Reddy will be canvassing in Mumbai. Sachin Pilot will be campaigning in Chandrapur, Wardha and Mumbai. NCPSP Chief Sharad Pawar will be campaigning in favour of MVA candidates in Pune, Nashik and Ahilyanagar. Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray will be campaigning in three constituencies in Sindhudurg, and his son Shiv Sena UBT leader Aditya Thackeray will be campaigning in Mumbai. Apart from all of them, MNS Chief Raj Thackeray will be campaigning in Worli. Yes, Sanjay.
Thank you for that update, Prarthna. That was our correspondent Prarthna reporting from Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Darbhanga in Bihar today and inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees in the state. In a major boost to the health infrastructure in the region, Prime Minister Modi will lay the foundation stone of AIIMS Darbhanga worth over 1,260 crore rupees. It'll have a super speciality hospital and Ayush block, a medical college, a nursing college, night shelter and residential facilities, among others. We have more from our correspondent.
Besides AIIMS Darbhanga, most of the project which will be inaugurated today by Prime Minister are related to rail and road connectivity, fuel distribution, infrastructure and health facilities in North Bihar, especially Mithilanchal region. These facilities will boost up trade and commerce with neighboring Nepal and provide direct access to several cities of India to the region. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple national highway projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees. Also for Bihar. He will dedicate to the nation 18 Pradhan Mantri Jan Ausadhi Kendra at various railway stations across the country. These will ensure availability of affordable medicines at railway station for the passengers. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Darbhanga.
President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a three-day visit to the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, will visit Namo Medical Education Research Institute in Silvas. The president will interact with the students and faculty of the institute. Later, she'll inaugurate the Zanda Chowk School and address a public function at Silvas. She'll also visit the INS Kukri Memorial in Diu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold a meeting with Minister of Foreign Affairs of Saudi Arabia, Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud, in New Delhi today. The Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister arrived in Delhi yesterday on a two-day visit to India. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India's renewable energy sector has achieved significant growth from October last year to October this year. According to the latest data by the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, India's total renewable energy installed capacity increased by 13.5% to a staggering 24.2 gigawatts in a year, reaching 203.18 gigawatts in October 2024 from 178.98 gigawatts in October 2023. This significant rise aligns with India's ambitious targets in the field of renewable energy. India will host side events in partnership with the United Nations and other multilateral organizations at the ongoing climate change conference COP29 in Baku, Azerbaijan. The side events will be hosted in the respective pavilions, ensuring high-level participation and wider outreach. Sources in the Ministry of Environment, Forests and Climate Change said India has also set up an office with thematic installations at the climate summit. The year 2024 is on track to be the warmest year on record after an extended streak of exceptionally high monthly global mean temperatures, a report.
According to a report released by the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, during the ongoing session of the Conference of Parties, COP29, the year 2024 is on track to be the warmest year on record. The report said that the ambitions of the Paris Agreement are in great peril. The Paris Agreement aims to keep the long-term global average surface temperature increase to well below 2 degrees above the pre-industrial levels and pursue efforts to limit the warming to 1.5 degrees. According to analysis of 6 international data sets used by WMO, the January to September global mean surface temperature was 1.5 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial average, boosted by a warming El Nino event. The report also noted that 2015 to 2024 will be the warmest decade on record, with the accelerating loss of ice from glaciers, sea level rise and ocean heating. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over southern regions of the country in the next 3 to 4 days. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe till Sunday. The IMD has also forecast heavy rainfall in coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Rayalaseema for today and tomorrow and in south interior Karnataka till Friday. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was 334 at 7 this morning. A thick layer of smog was also witnessed over Delhi NCR. On to sports news now. In cricket, India will take on South Africa in the third T20 international of the four-match series in Centurion, South Africa, this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:30 p.m. The series stands at 1-1 after South Africa defeated the visitors by 3 wickets in a low-scoring thriller last Sunday. In badminton, India's two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu and Paris Olympic semi-finalist Lakshya Sen will play their first-round matches of the Kumamoto Masters Japan Tournament 2024 at Kumamoto today. Sindhu will lock horns with Busanen Ongbam Rungphan of Thailand in the women's singles first round, while Sen will compete against Leon Junhao of Malaysia in the men's singles round of 32. India's retail inflation accelerated to more than 6% in October, up from 5.49% in September of the current fiscal year. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, inflation in rural areas stood at 6.68% compared to 5.62% in urban regions. On the production front, India's industrial output rose to 3.1% in September 2024, driven by a rebound in manufacturing activities, as per the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation. And now for a look at today's newspapers for the major headlines, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sanjay. The beginning of the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and polling for the Wayanad Lok Sabha seat in Kerala grabs front page attention. The Tribune reports Jharkhand to seal CM's fate today, Priyanka said for Wayanad poll debut. The Asian Age takes note of fresh violence in Jammu and Kashmir. It writes, terrorists and army in fresh gunfight in Bandipur area. The retail inflation figure for October released by the National Statistical Office is prominently noticed by the papers. The Hindustan Times reports on its front page, consumer inflation at 14-month high of 6.2%. The Times of India in a special story writes, Centre Nod for First All-Woman CISF Battalion. In international news, the Indian Express highlights US President-elect Donald Trump's likely picks for the posts of Secretary of State and National Security Advisor. The paper states, Trump taps Rubio and Waltz, known to be pro-India and tough on China for top jobs. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Polling underway for the first phase of Jharkhand Assembly elections in 43 constituencies amidst tight security. Voting also in progress for bipolls in 31 Assembly constituencies in 10 states and Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and lay foundation stone of development projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees in Bihar today. India's renewable energy capacity surges by 13.5% to 203 gigawatts since October 2023. 2024 set to become hottest year on record as global temperatures increase temporarily by 1.54 degrees Celsius, warns World Meteorological Organization. And in sports, India to take on South Africa in third T20 International at Centurion this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.